Unfortunately, in the Grand Design, Stephen Hawking basically confuses these different types of cosmological argument with one another, because he's not thinking in terms of the kind of ways in which philosophers think about these things. He tends to conflate these different types of argument together, and say perhaps to give a response that might be a response that one might give to one type of argument, but to give that as a response to the other type of argument where it's completely irrelevant. So by not making these kinds of distinctions and paying attention to the philosophical discussion, it kind of ends up saying things that are sort of irrelevant to the particular, more specific questions that a philosopher might want to ask.